Mr. Chairman, I have saved money.
Morning, Bob. Just a couple of questions at the outset. How are you defining associate in terms of who can and can't vote here? And I particularly draw your attention to the executive and staff of Allco Finance Group. What's the voting situation with them? Because there's quite a lot of shares held, you know, by the staff, different executives. Where's the line drawn between, obviously, David can't and Gordon can't vote, but where's the line drawn further down the chain in terms of who can and can't vote from inside the Allco Finance Group tent?
Any shareholder can vote.
So
on the transaction.
Right, so you're voting your stock?
I'm voting my stock.
The company secretary is voting their stock, so...
I don't know what the company secretary is doing. He's got his own decision made, that's why he votes.
All right, so what is the definition of associate? I mean, there's a lot of people within Allco. There's a lot of people within Allco who've obviously been directly hired by David, who answer to David. Are you saying that all of those people are entitled to vote their stock?
Let me get Tom Lennox, our company secretary, to look at it from the legal aspect, and we'll come back to the practical.
We would have heard, Stephen, that Bob identified the way in which we've analysed the related party aspects of the transaction. And as part of that brief, of course, external legal advice was taken, and indeed there has been some consultation with the stock exchange in relation to who would be permitted parties. The technical legal answer to your question, of course, associate is a reference to the Corporations Act requirement of associate, which, as you probably know, deals with capacity-determined voting decisions. Now, when you apply the legal analysis across the range of shareholders, there are excluded shareholders which have been identified in the EM. So the answer to your question is we're following the Corporations Act definition of associate, confirmed by external legal advice and the stock exchange.
There's one other point on that. Dave, do you want to make a comment?
Could I just add that there is employees. It's not uncommon for a company such as this to have a large shareholder base amongst its employees, and in actual fact, in most cases, that's encouraged because of the alignment associated with it. What I would point out, which is beyond, if you like, the legal analysis that you were just given, is that there is a shareholding vehicle called the Allco Principles Trust, which Dave Coe does hold a minority position in. And there's a range of other employee shareholders in it as well. That Allco Principles Trust is entitled to vote and hold some 48 million shares in Allco. But given some of the commentary, while they're entitled to vote, they've chosen to abstain from this particular vote on the basis that it's important from their perspective that they seem to be doing more than just the right thing by a legal analysis.
And is there anyone else who's taken that position? I mean, you've got a fair chunk of shares yourself, David. You obviously hired by David Coe. You answer to him. Have you taken a similar position to the trust, or are you voting?
I've got my card here, and I'll be voting for the transaction.
Right. Can I just put another side of the coin on the question, which I respect, and it's one that a lot of shareholders have spoken to us about, and that is the other side of the coin is that if people in the organisation that know the organisation well are supportive of a transaction like this, without the innuendo of cohesion and coercion with regard to who they deal with as their boss, I think it's a vote of strength for the proposal itself. But I do see both sides of the coin, I just want to make that point.
Okay, I think it's been an interesting process, this, that we started off with a proposal which was fairly heavily criticised in the press, a big price, not a sustainable earnings stream, etc., etc. We've then obviously had the compromise, which I presume has come from your independent institutional shareholders, and then here we are today. So I think we can draw from that the proxies are suggesting you're going to get over the line. I think that there are good arguments about putting these two groups together, that you do need the scale, but I guess the only problem that I've got with it is just that your various listed funds, and I'm a shareholder in all of them, are all performing so badly. I mean, the smell, the vibe, it's just the huge fees that get ripped out, the origination fees, the ongoing fees. I mean, the Macquarie model suffering, the Babcock model suffering. I'm an investor in all of the vehicles that are available across all the different people that do third-party management structures. And the model is under attack. The model is on the nose. Yet this is the model that we not only are running now, but we are going further into with this coming together of Rubicon and Orco. So whilst the scale arguments are right, I just worry that you are going headlong down the road of a model that's not sustainable. And I can't see how you could possibly get away more funds when you're batting over six or seven in terms of funds trading at discounts to issue price and discount to net assets. So that's the worry I've got about it. I think it's going to get up, sounds like. I think this question of Orco insiders being able to vote is interesting. I'm a bit disappointed you haven't committed to go straight to a poll, or at least to definitely have a poll. I'll be calling for a poll if the proxies are even vaguely close, because this has been a very controversial related party transaction. I don't think there's any way this can go through on a show of hands. I mean, with all the proxy soliciting and debate we've had, this has to be a rigi-dig poll right down to the last vote. I'm a bit disappointed you've gone the show of hands option and only as a poll as a fallback. And I'll be very interested to see what the proxies show when you put them up. And I hope you do put them up before we put the hands up on the show of hands. Thanks.